Good morning, dear family. Well, we are honored to serve you with this morning blessing preparation, year 1 and Kavli 3. So together we chosen this amazing topic about gratitude. And it all started a few days ago in our workshop during one of our preparations. As we were expressing our gratitude to each other, we felt His greatness and His presence in each and every action, thought and emotion, within and behind each one of us. We truly felt how great our friends are. So we decided to bring this and share it with our friends from New York One. And it turned out that both of our tents share the same thoughts and emotions. And it was a clear and easy choice to choose gratitude to be our topic. So let's all come together with a common yearning in gratitude and approach the Creator in the Kut and start the process of Purim right now. L'chaim and only together. I pass the speech to Dave.
И наше приближение Творцу, оно происходит как раз через.
Friends, and our coming closer to the Creator, and this takes place through our sources, through our lesson, through our connection.
Благодарность раскрывается все больше и больше за каждую букву, которая есть в наших
устах. Each time more gratitude is revealed for every letter in our sources, every word, every sentence, which contains within it the love of the Creator, which brings each of us the knowledge of why one exists and where one's going.
Поблагодарим Творца за то, что
together we will thank the Creator for being now in the most important lesson for us. L'chaim.
We'll read a source excerpt. I heard from Baal Salam that with the praise and gratitude one gives to the Creator for nearing the Creator, one draws the light of His holiness below. For a person should feel whole, and then he is regarded as blessed, and the blessed clings to the blessed.
Shamati me'avi umuri. Ki ha'shevach ve'odaya shenotim.
I heard from Baal Salam that with the praise and gratitude one gives to the Creator for nearing the Creator, one draws the light of His holiness below. Since a person should feel whole, and then he is regarded as blessed, and the blessed clings to the blessed.
Dear Rav and friends of the world Kli, it is a humbling honor to speak with you again. Our sages teach us of the utter importance of gratitude. We just heard an excerpt from Rabash, where he shares guidance from Baal HaSalam for us to give praise and gratitude to the Creator in order to come near to Him and to draw the light of His holiness. Gratitude is a feeling closely linked to bestowal and love. And again, our sages teach us that we must first learn to love and bestow upon our friends. In a recent noon lesson, we heard a question for Rav, asking, is there a difference between bestowing to the Creator and bestowing to the friends? And we heard Rav reply, quote, there is no difference, unquote. So with the words of Rabash, Baal HaSalam, and our dear Rav in our minds and hearts, we come to the active workshop to help us focus our intention on bestowing gratitude upon our friends in order to bring contentment to the Creator. The active workshop question is, tell the friends how grateful you are for having them. Again, active workshop question, tell the friends how grateful you are for having them. L'chaim.
ספרו לחברים כמה אתם אסירי תודה שזכיתם בהם.
Tell the friends how grateful you are.
קודם כל אולי כדאי שנזכור מי זה החברים בשבילי.
For having them. Let's just remember who the friends are for us, for me. Friends are actually the place where I reveal the Creator with my soul, where it's revealed there. Through them and in the connection between us, we reveal the Creator. It's not friends, it's not bodies. It's the actual common spiritual kli that we're building together. And it turned out that I've been rewarded with a very special kli, with friends that truly sustain me every day, give me the strength to continue on this path.
Each day begins with the friend who will awaken you to come to the lesson, the center of our spiritual life.
And
this thing accompanies us all day long as the friends look after you all day long, give you examples for what it means to be bestowers.
To be in gratitude for being rewarded with friends like you is not difficult. You can really feel that how every day, throughout all the hours of the day, I thought about what it means to be truly grateful. In Hebrew, being a prisoner of gratitude. How could these two words settle beside each other? And I said, it doesn't matter. This feeling of friends who give you the possibility to live, to truly realize the gratitude of life.
The friends are truly person's opportunity in general, in this lifetime, to get to know something that's not himself and is better than himself. You can aspire to the good when you are truly among the friends.
And
when I come here, I love looking at the screens, all the squares, so many friends, without words. In the preparation, it seems like they're looking, they're peering into your soul, and they see all the goodness that needs to come out of there, and they obligate you. And you're happy about it. You're happy that there are so many friends who want only what's good for you. Well, it's a great privilege.
Because we were truly rewarded with such a huge society, with such an immense 10, in a period of time where you can realize what Rabash writes here in the articles about the society and the friends and the attitude towards friends. In practice, every day in the 10, we really need to give them back to realize what's written. We have to do this work and to not forget that we're not doing this for ourselves, but we're actually the trailblazers, the pioneers, and we need to do this for all of humanity. Because we're in a period of time where all the nation and all the world is about to feel how grateful we are that we have friends.
Of course, we're all grateful, whether it's floating up into our feeling or not. The question is, how do we return the favor? How do we appreciate this gratitude back to the friends? We have to think about it.
To say thank you to you is is not in words. The heart feels constant gratitude for being amongst you, because when I'm within you, I feel the feeling of the air of the peaks of mountains, the feelings of exaltedness that I don't have alone. All my hopes are thanks to you and between you.
כן, כי באמת רק ביניכם, בין החברים, אנחנו...
Because only with you, among the friends, we'll be able to build this corrected plea in which the Creator can shine His light. And if we're here to reveal the Creator and to give Him contentment, we truly need to be grateful.
Good morning, dear Rav. Good morning, my beloved group. To the world 10. I'm looking at the screens on my computer. I see faces, I see people so different spread around the world, despite all the difficulties, all the disturbances that come down upon us from each of you. You can feel this immense force, confidence, so powerful that I can't be indifferent. I can't reach the Creator with such huge gratitude for this opportunity to work for Him, to be amongst these great ones, and to praise. Brothers, let's thank Him together for awakening us, for gathering us together to one common ten, for giving us the great friends, the Rav, the books, the Torah. Everything was given to us. We'll thank Him for every breath, for every moment in our life in which we are obligated to devote to Him. Our love, our gratitude is not coming to be expressed through words, but through our yearning to Him, to the connection between us, in our love towards one another, which moves towards the love of the Creator. Let's remember that our gratitude is this small payment for us, this concern that we have. Let's express this in our gratitude, in this serious attitude we have towards Him. There's none else besides Him. The Creator is great. L'chaim, brothers.
Covered another source excerpt. When a person begins to come into the work of the Creator, we must thank and praise the Creator, for this is the beginning of man's entrance into the work. And the order of the work begins, as our sages said, one should always establish the praise of the Creator and subsequently pray.
Again,
when a person begins to come into the work of the Creator, we must thank and praise the Creator, for this is the beginning of man's entrance into the work. The order of the work begins, as our sages said, one should always establish the praise of the Creator and subsequently pray.
Silent workshop. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.